Well, Jimmy, fair to say you weren't at your best today, but you got the job done, didn't you?
I think it's exactly that, yeah. I think we were. I think we performed very, very poorly today. Wasn't happy with the performance at all. I think you take into consideration how blustery the conditions were. Them obviously fighting for their lives and scrapping for their lives. Their style of play is very, very difficult to contend as well, because they're a forward-thinking team and get the ball in around your back line as often as frequently as they possibly can. In saying that, I actually thought our back three, back five, defending that first contact well. Or just disappointed with us, you know, trying to get a foothold in the game and try and gain some control and some rhythm. And you know, there were times where we looked forced. There were times that we lacked passing lanes and connections, and that was most disappointing.
Is there any particular reason why you think they were sluggish today?
No, it's one that we'll have to look back and review. I think I gave the I think the team fully appreciated my frustrations at half time and the things that I wasn't happy with. You know, I think sometimes our positional play, in terms of when we had possession, making sure that we've got good links and good connections and good passing lanes, it wasn't there. You know, I think sometimes we wasted too many bodies behind the ball. So anytime we wanted to play forward and penetrate, we had probably four or five ahead of the ball and five and six behind it, you know, which you're never going to cause teams problems. So, you know, the tempo and the speed that we moved the ball as well. The lads have said that it was difficult with the conditions, you know, how windy it was. You know, so maybe we've got to take that into consideration and take that into account. But yeah, we'll look back and review it, because we were nowhere near where we need to be.
The penalty was a big turning point. Considering he missed his last one, some courage from Jay Rodriguez to step up and take that one.
Yeah, I think I spoke before. You know, Jay's, you know, his record from the spot's been outstanding. He's had one penalty at Mill where he didn't convert. He practices day in, day out. You know, and I think when you put that much time and dedication into making sure that you perfect your craft and perfect the technique from that spot, he's never been in doubt. And I did say to him when he came off the pitch, though, he gave me a little bit of a heart attack, you know, trying to go the opposite side and top corner. So, he's a confident, competent penalty taker, Jay, and I'm delighted he's got back on the score sheet from the spot.
And obviously a really sweet moment for Rakeem Harper with his first senior goal. He's caught that really nicely, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. The connection was great. I think go back to Monday, our game against Reading, it's probably our best passage of play that resulted in Rakeem hitting the bar. You know, so he could be sat here with two goals and, you know, and two winning goals. You know, he's caught it sweet on his weaker side, on his left foot. I thought Rakeem was very, very good in moments today. I thought he was good in moments in the game against Reading. I actually was looking at, you know, he played 60, he played 90 in around the 55th minute. I was thinking about maybe bringing him off, maybe fatigue, and he had two moments in the game which he injected some real pace and tempo in our final third. You know, so he stayed on the pitch, and you know, he's obviously rewarded the team and himself with a fantastic strike and 3 points.
Just finally from me, you might not have played very well today, but it is five home wins out of five under you now, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and I think that's important as well. You know, I say that, you know, people with experience tell me that it's if you can win ugly, you're doing something right kind of thing. If I'm being honest with you, Rob, I'm a perfectionist, and I like the game played a certain way, and we haven't done that today. It has been ugly. We have gained 3 points. Another day it could have been 4-1 with the two 1-on-1s. That wouldn't have been a true reflection on the game in no way, shape or form. But yeah, 5 from 5 now obviously stands us in good stead, and you know, gives us some real momentum, home form going into the playoffs.